The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Something we have been talking about all this week on this show has been loneliness. It kicked off on Tuesday after there was coverage on News Talk Breakfast and here on The Hard Shoulder of a term, the male friendship recession. I think it was US researchers penned it. And somebody got in touch initially with News Talk Breakfast by text. John was his name. But then he came on air here on The Hard Shoulder and he gave us a sense of his own experience of this male friendship recession.
You know, I think in the world at the minute, we have an awful lot of pals. And not really the deep friendships anymore. I think that's what it is. You know, like I said, I'm just a guy. I go to work. I move machinery, and I do a lot of hours and stuff like that. But it seems now like as if that's not nearly good enough. Mm. You know, I used to say at home there sometimes that, you know, it seems now like they want a fella who'll go chop down trees all day long and put up a bit of scaffolding and put out a fire and then, you know, mind the children and you know, maybe help a volunteer at the orphanage at the weekend. You know, you seem to have to be able to cover all these things and defend a home and bring in money. And it's like as if, you know, everything has come in. Maybe it's the social media age or something, you know, that all these things have come in our lives. And I think it's making it harder to just be a man, you know.
That was John speaking to us on Tuesday. If you want to listen back to John in full, if you didn't hear him, do listen back. All available as a podcast on the News Talk app, as was my conversation with the Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly, Green Party chairperson. She wants a Minister for Loneliness established. And David Brady, the former Mayo footballer, we had a great chat about this as well yesterday. People were remembering COVID, him offering his services as just a sounding board for people who are lonely to chat to either in person or over the phone. Sean Moynihan is with me now, though. He's the CEO of Alone and a member of the Loneliness Task Force. They're urging government to take a last chance to live up to their commitment to tackle loneliness in the upcoming budget. Sean, you're welcome to the show. What is it you'd like the government to do?
Well, I think, look, it's really powerful when somebody comes on and speaks for themselves. And, you know, loneliness is the lack of social connection and a lack of emotional support. And really, I think the thing we have to learn is that it affects young and old. Ironically, latest research is we're the loneliest place in Europe, and that affects both people's physical and mental health. And the actual levels of loneliness are slightly higher among working age groups than they actually are among the older people. But it's got a huge effect on those who are at risk. And ultimately, it's in the program for government to come up with an action plan. It's in two or three government strategies. But ultimately, what we do over the lifetime of the government, we haven't invested in the resources to create that plan, whether that's officials within the department to engage with people like the Loneliness Task Force. And our membership covers the likes of Jigsaw, the carers, the LGBT Ireland, the Alzheimer's, the Irish Women's Council. So the group is across all age groups and across society. Loneliness is damaging people's physical and mental health. And we're looking for the government to live up to its own commitments and create investor resources to ultimately ease the pain that people are struggling with.
So can you give us a sense maybe of a couple of actions that, you know, the government or a government department or a task force might make?
Yeah, well, look, we start, you know, I think what we need is evidence-based actions. And I think there's lots of evidence of what loneliness, what causes loneliness, and some evidence of what can combat it. The Green Party earlier in the week were looking for a Minister for Loneliness. For us in the task force, it's just that one government department and one minister says, I take responsibility for that and I will resource it, whether that's a principal officer or somebody we can talk to about it. And ultimately is that we create a small fund. We're looking for around 5 million in this budget, where they fund and evaluate programs that target loneliness. So we learn what works for the different age groups based on the evidence, based on the research, and then we can create interactions in the community that can be scaled. On top of that, we think we need some of the great messages that have been done over the years around mental health, like it's okay not to be okay. Sometimes around loneliness, people don't realise that it's not a personal failing. We need to demystify it, and we need to realise that this is the way the community is linked together now, and this is where there is a lot of people at risk here. And ultimately is we need to reach out to those people so that they can reach out to others.
Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone, a member of the Loneliness Task Force. Sean, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.